August 25, 1908. Go, and do thou likewise. Ellen G. White. Behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answering said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, Thou hast answered right, this do, and thou shalt live. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, And who is my neighbor? And Jesus answering said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him, and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these 3, thinkest thou, was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, He that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, Go, and do thou likewise. Here the conditions of inheriting eternal life are plainly stated by our Savior in the most simple manner. The man robbed and wounded represents those who are objects of our interest, sympathy, and charity. If we neglect to care for the needy and unfortunate, whoever they may be, if because they are no kith or kin to us, we are not pitiful and compassionate to humanity, we do not answer the claims that God has upon us. And how can we have a firm assurance of eternal life? Every one must give to God an account of himself, whether he is faithful or otherwise. Great principles have been laid down in the divine word, which are sufficient to guide us in our Christian walk and general deportment. But those have never kept the principles of the law of God who have never felt the burden of the duty of man toward his fellow men. Those who do not open their hearts to the wants and sufferings of humanity will not open their hearts to the claims of God stated in the first 4 precepts of the Decalogue. Idols claim the heart's affections, and God does not reign supreme. The simplicity of the word will ever lead us to feel a sympathy for the woes of others. We need to cultivate sympathy and love. The exercise of these traits is a part of the life work which Christ has assigned to us all. And when the cases of all come in review before God, the question asked will not be, What have they professed? But, What have they done? Have they been doers of the word? Have they lived for themselves, or have they been exercised in works of benevolence, in deeds of kindness, denying themselves that they might bless others? If the record shows that their characters have been marked with tenderness, self-denial, and benevolence, they will receive from Christ the benediction, Well done. Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Many times our best efforts may seem to be disregarded and lost upon others, and we may be disappointed in the results. But this should not lead us to become weary in well-doing and indifferent to the woes of others. How often is Christ disappointed in his children, yet he has given them unmistakable evidences of his love? What if he had refused to bear our iniquity because he was rejected by many, and so few appreciated the infinite blessings he came to bring them? We need to encourage painstaking effort. We are in the world to do work for the Master. Why then should we become discouraged and give up when we do not see the immediate results we desire? Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ, the Apostle exhorts us. Keeping the commandments requires of us self-denial for the good of others. Not that good works alone can save us, but we surely cannot be saved without good works. After we have done all that we are capable of doing, we are still unprofitable servants, and Christ must be our righteousness and the crown of our rejoicing.